We're at Bronson at 5th, and it's a four-lane roadway into Ottawa.
Clive Doucette is a city councillor in Ottawa, Canada's capital. He's standing about a half a block from where he lives.
This kind of street is a community killer. It's a planet killer. It's the fruit of 55, 60 years of building cities for cars and not human beings.
Doucette loves cities, which is why it pains him to see a once beautiful neighborhood street become, as he calls it, a traffic sewer. It's loud, it's polluted, and it's not safe. Three pedestrians have been killed near this corner in the past 5 years, and there have been many accidents. Doucette was an activist for a long time, but after running for city council, he realized the city has the power to change the climate. It builds the roads, and it controls the public transportation.
Public transit has every environmentalist know is one of the main keys to solving the environmental crisis. I mean, 45 to 50% of the greenhouse gases come out of our land, our use of land, and the tailpipes of cars and trucks. We can get rid of most of that, and we can not change our lifestyle one bit. In fact, we can make it better.
Doucette hops on his bike to show what he means. He winds through traffic and then stops along Ottawa's 5-mile-long light rail track.
Now, this runs parallel to the road we were just on. It's a test line. It carries 150 passengers every 15 minutes. And when we get the two lines up and running, it will carry 3 times the amount of traffic as more as Bronson. And it's quiet. We're standing at the station now. You're like in a church. There's the bell.
Doucette's vision for the city is a comprehensive light rail system. He says it'll reduce air and noise pollution and make the city friendlier for people who are walking or cycling. But Doucette is thinking about the bigger picture, too. And there, he's not optimistic. He's noticed that the winters in Ottawa are warmer now. And that's disturbing for people here because they really embrace winter. Almost every park has an outdoor hockey rink. And people ice skate, not just for pleasure, but to get around. Doucette says he's afraid that climate change is destroying what makes his city special.
It's incredibly sad. I mean, I've skated to work all my life, and I live about a block from the canal, so I take my skates down, I skate to work and skate home. And I've seen countless marvelous sunrises on the canal. It is difficult to imagine my life without that. Those experiences, they have given my life poetry.
Doucette says he's pretty much given up hope on the federal government. He says they're too connected to big industry to really curb the emissions that cause climate change. But at the local level, he says a lot can be done. He recently wrote a book, Urban Meltdown, Cities, Climate Change, and Politics as Usual. In it, he says it's time for city residents to get tough.
Go after your municipal politicians and say, you know something? We want to have a city that's pedestrian-based, that's public transit-based, and we want you to stop building roads. You can do stuff about your local government and the way you live locally.
Now, Doucette wouldn't say it's easy. Last year, Ottawa signed a contract to expand its light rail system. Then a new mayor came in, and the plan was scrapped. Doucette thinks it will happen eventually. But in the meantime, he's still fighting the rush hour traffic on his bicycle. For the Environment Report, I'm Karen Kelly.